Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and you're very welcome to our channel, NarcCon, where we, as usual, deal with all things in relation to narcissists for our own protection and understanding and healing going forward. This is a channel for people who have survived or are going through a relationship with a malignant narcissist. It's not for narcissists. They can find channels on their own if they want to heal from narcissism. But this is because of the destruction that is done to people that don't know about this personality disorder. This is the purpose of this channel. It's to protect and help people recover and thrive. Your silence causes powerlessness in the narcissist. That's the subject today. It's the subject of no contact and why it is the king of all the things that you can do to heal from a narcissist and to actually disable the malignant narcissist from continuing to cause you harm. No contact at this time of year is very, very difficult. In fact, it's difficult at the best of times. But this emotive time of year, with Thanksgiving just passed in the States, Christmas upon a lot of our horizons, and the very emotive new year where we say goodbye to the last year and things that have happened, and we welcome in a new start, fresh start, and a new year to come. These are times where we think of people that we loved or love, and it is very nearly inhuman to think that you won't have contact with them when they're actually living on the same planet as you, where they've left no closure, an open book, no answers, or they've left blame at your doorstep, which you're trying to work through. So whatever stage you're at after a relationship with a narcissist, asking a person or suggesting to a person, you have to go no contact on all forums. You have to not look at their social media. You have to delete them from all of your accounts. You have to definitely not reach out to them, and you have to block them on your phones. I mean, this is for people who do not need to be in touch with a narcissist, i.e. co-parent. I would always suggest leave email only open under those circumstances. So you're asking a human being to do something that seems inhuman to them. But it is the only, in my opinion, and I know the opinion of a lot of others, and there's reasons for it, and that's why I'm going to do this podcast, to help support anyone that's finding no contact difficult, just as I did myself. And I broke it, and until I learned what narcissism and malignant narcissism actually is, and what I learned I needed to do to heal. So if you have broken no contact and you think it's like breaking a diet or whatever, you know, if you've done it, get right back up on the horse again and start your countdown. I remember starting, I got 3 months no contact, you know, and you kind of go, yes. And then something happens and you break, you send a text or you send an email or whatever. Or you hear about something that's happened with the narcissist and you're concerned and you send a text or email. No. But if you do, you get up the next day and you say, I'm starting again. And you might get to 4 months or 5 months or a year. And I know that there are those amazing people out there who have the discipline and the ability to go no contact from the start. And you are heroes. You are heroes to be able to do that. It's a very difficult thing to do. But let's get into what actually your silence does to a narcissist, so that you will understand exactly what is going on when you do it from their end, and also what no contact by reverse is going to do for you. So we'll try and cover it all in this podcast. If we can't, we'll go into a second part. So like everything, I like to go to the problem before offering a solution. So to the root cause, before we can understand why this is a good solution. So let's really get in depth here, because we need to know that it's the correct path for us. It needs to be a personal choice, but you need to be informed as to why you might make that choice in order for you to stick with it. So understanding who and what a narcissist is, I will briefly go into the construct of their personality and then the no contact reasons and how it affects a narcissist will make so much more sense. So in my opinion, and definitely it's documented, if a person suffers from malignant narcissism, or I would call it a dark energy that drives them, they would have formed this type of way of living quite early in childhood. Some people are more encouraged towards that dynamic with the traumatic childhood, and it's more fertilized in them that they will go on that trajectory as to how they survive in life and how they seek to control others and form a fake personality. Others are given a good childhood, but see somebody who they admire, and you know that the personality in the child role models themselves on someone they see that they admire. So if they happen to see another narcissist and see those maybe a few people performing quite well and getting their needs met and having an easy ride of it, they may decide that that's what they want to do themselves. So for whatever reason, the personality is formed around non-introspection, not encouraged to individualize, like, who are you? What do you want? What do you think about this? This would be the conversation that somebody would have with a child in order for their personality to flourish, you know, to grow. It's like watering a plant, asking them those questions, letting them have some self-authority, self-agency, and ask, questioning them if they do something cruel to another child or whatever they're doing, getting them to think about things and getting, you know, in building a sense of integrity and morality. So the child that goes the narcissistic way looks at this other individual who has total control in the situation, who seems to be the winner in everything, and who nearly encourages the child to, well, just take it, you know, take it. If it's there, take it. Who cares? That kind of an attitude. So the child learns to get their needs met by cruelty, by not thinking about the feelings of others, by not developing empathy. And on the other side of it, the child sees a person that they admire or think that's, look, it could be even Superman, but I'm just saying, in normal everyday terms, they see somebody in their environment that they admire and they like one of the character traits or two of the character traits, and they say, that's who I want to be. Now, normal, healthy children do this also, but it's mixed in with their own personality, their own uniqueness and their own variation of how the personality is developing and forming and their central core of integrity and morality. Whereas the narcissist is an emptiness of, I know how to manipulate, I know how to get that. I don't have to think about working hard to achieve that, this kind of dynamic going on. And then, well, I am this and I am that, taking parts of other people's personalities and making a fake construct of who they are, their imaginary person. So they are actually, without interaction with other people as they grow older, without other people, they hold the fake personality up to someone and the person believes in it, and the fake personality can manipulate that person because the person believes that, say, they're a good person and that they definitely wouldn't steal anything. And then they interact with that person and they steal something from them. But the person doesn't believe that they would possibly steal from them. So they're looking for other people that might have stolen the goods, for want of a better explanation or analogy. So the fake person that they're holding up to the other person is believed by the other person, and they're getting their needs met by that person's belief. That person's belief and interaction and emotional output and interaction with the fake construct is like an electric surge to the fake construct, if I can put it like that. The narcissist needs a continual energy source. So supposing we have a fake construct that needs to be plugged in. When it's not plugged in, there's nothing there. It's just, it hangs loose. The fake construct of the narcissist needs the energy from others and the belief that the other people have in what the narcissist is holding up as the true self, which is a fake self that can change and customize itself to whoever it's dealing with. There may be like four pillars that go through the narcissist's life that seem like a steady kind of persona. I tell you, sometimes it can flip 100%. It can, the person is just totally not recognizable. But generally, if the narcissist is interacting within a community and a family, they will keep a few things going. Like, they may be a very sporty type of person. They may like to travel. Those type of things will remain the same, but the narcissist will interact totally differently in different situations. So without laboring that point, the main point I'm trying to make is the narcissist needs, one, that a person who they're dealing with believes in the fake person that they are, the fake personality, and two, that they believe it so much that the narcissist has control over them and is able to manipulate them by their belief in who the narcissist is, which is who the narcissist is.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
This does not. So with that said and that explanation, no contact and what it does to the narcissist. So briefly, the narcissist's main source of supply, they usually have a primary source of supply that keeps them going. So that's their mainframe. That's their main electricity source. But they can't rely on one charge. They need to know that they can go and fill up their tank, because that charge may not always be available to them, i.e. maybe on vacation and they can't get that close proximity charge. So they need to have a circle of circuits that they can feed into to keep themselves alive, keep themselves powered up, and continue to get their needs met, if that makes sense. So if you have recently been the narcissist's one of their main sources of supply, and the narcissist has left you, discarded you, or you've left them, they need to get another main source of supply. A lot of them will go back to their family of origin, or they'll use their children, or they'll have somebody else in the wings, or they'll go back to an ex. So this applies to you if you're 2 or 3 years out of the relationship with the narcissist. When they know that before they were able to charge themselves up very well on at a certain charging point, let's call us charging points or ex-charging points of the narcissist, they will keep those points alive, the memory of those points, where they are, how available they are to the narcissist at any given point in time. So basically, the whole point of all of what I've said there is the narcissist cannot be without sources of supply. So if you, as one of the former main sources of electric supply that literally keeps a narcissist alive, no matter that they've replaced you, they always at some point in a relationship, even if it's one they've gone on to and they look like they're succeeding 2 or 3 years down the road, that supply is always going to wane. It's always going to go down. They may have to leave that person in order to bring that person back under control. That person may have left them. So they have you pinpointed on whoever else is their ex or was a good source of supply. So you go silent on the narcissist. What does it do to them? One, if you're not accessible to the narcissist, that sends a signal to the narcissist, particularly if they try and hoover you and think that you'll be thinking of them around the holiday time. If you don't believe in their construct and there's no energy or electricity coming from you, and they have very little coming from elsewhere, they're going to go into a slump. So they're literally, if you were to take a robot, they'd be going, "Can I help you?" They're not going at full speed, or they're scrambling around to all the other people that are there in their supply chain and trying to fuel up on each of them. And everyone's going tearing their hair out. Oh, my God, like they were here again. Another drama, etc., etc. Whatever they need to do to draw attention to themselves and to draw an emotional output from their old sources of supply and the belief in their persona. So you're not doing it for the narcissist. You've gone silent and they try and reach out to you. That's a major dent in their construct. The second thing is, if you're not reaching out to the narcissist, you've gone silent on them, you don't feed into the smear campaign that the narcissist has started on you or is putting out on you. I see my friend there is in the background going for a kip. Oh, he's funny. He goes on his back and really relaxes when these videos are on. He doesn't do this so often at other times. Anyway, sorry for anyone that's not on video. Remy, who's a dog, for anyone that would like to know, he takes little naps in these broadcasts. So getting back to the narcissist, they predicate you playing a part in your own smear campaign, particularly with the new supply. So they've built up a picture of you being crazy and, oh no, Paula's contacting me again. Oh, she's calling to the house. She's doing this. She's, you know, whatever. She's so jealous of you, darling, you know, with the new supply, and Paula's not doing this, or Johnny's not doing this. Actually, there's silence. The crazy person that the narcissist has painted out you out to be is doing nothing crazy at the moment. So the narcissist is scratching around in the dirt, trying to come up with some story again about how crazy you are. But the new supply isn't seeing it. The new supply isn't seeing you contact the narcissist. Now, if the narcissist gets desperate and they get a call, say, you know, somebody doing a survey on something that they've bought, they would pretend it was you, you know, to the new supply if they get that desperate. They're, if nothing else, resourceful. But you do mess up their smear campaign of you by going silent on the narcissist. You also make it more difficult, and I have covered this before, for the narcissist's new relationship to be successful. Because if you don't want the narcissist, and the silence to the narcissist signals person not under control, person not giving supply, person doesn't believe in construct, I can't do the next stage of my cycle with new supply in triangulating them with old supply, and them, my new supply, thinking that I am so wonderful. I am a gift, a God's gift to man or woman. And what am I going to do to make my new supply fight for me and feel jealous about the old supply because the old supply doesn't seem to want me. That's the message that's going out to the narcissist. And you are effectively stalling their new relationship. Because narcissists do the same thing all the time. They use the same manipulations. They expect the same thing to happen with people. They do not know that you now know that they're a narcissist and you're doing the most effective thing for yourself in every way going forward. And the most effective thing, if you want to get back at the narcissist for the cruelty of the way they left you, the normal pattern is to think, either you want to fix it, you want to find out from them what's going on, you want to mend the relationship, or you want to get an explanation as to why they walked out on you, or get an explanation as to why they cheated on you. You think because you're great at solving problems in general in other areas of your life that you can fix this. So you would reach out to them, thinking maybe that they would think you're a reasonable person, you're a kind person, you know, that they should regret losing you or leaving you, that they're giving up on something special. That's exactly not what happens with a narcissist. So I'm going to go into what no contact does for you in relation to your story going forward as well. The benefits, some of the benefits to you by not contacting the narcissist. So know that the narcissist always returns to former sources of supply at some stage in some way. If you're not reaching out to the narcissist, it signals to the narcissist that you are no longer under control. And if you are reaching out to the narcissist, this is what it tells them. Oh, I've nothing to worry about there. Paula's so hooked, she is distressed, or Mickey is in so much in love with me, they can't let me go. They're in a terrible state without me. I mean, I am so brilliant that they're on their knees without me. Well, they deserve to be on their knees without me because of all the things they put me through. And you're kind of scratching your head. The narcissist projected onto you who they are themselves. So at the beginning of the relationship, you know, Mary Jo told me, you know, that she loved me and she was going to do all this for me. And she did, you know, she did for a little while, but it was a trick. She really changed. She didn't keep consistent at all. And in the end, I knew that she was a fake person. So, you know, it's her fault. I had to leave like this. I mean, I couldn't take any more of that crap going on. This is in the narcissist's mind. So if Mary, Joe or Jane is reaching out to the narcissist at this stage, it confirms and affirms the narcissist's crazy thought process that you need to be punished, that of course now you realise what you lost when you lost the narcissist. Just look at you now. Look at you now, begging for me to come back or continually contacting me. I knew you were crazy. I was right in thinking you were crazy. There is something totally wrong with you. That's the effect you having contact after the discard or after the relationship is over, or you pursuing the narcissist for a reasonable explanation as to their immature cruelty and malignant narcissism in walking away from someone they purported to love dearly and had a serious commitment with. So guys, I know this is not in numerical order, this chat we're having, but I'm hoping that it's giving you some idea of the fact that the way we think in normal terms is totally opposite to the way the narcissist thinks. So in everything you want to achieve, even if you're still in the very beginning stages of wanting the narcissist back after the narcissist has left you and the narcissist is in a new relationship with someone else, and I don't advise this for a minute, but if you wanted the narcissist back, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, if you wanted the narcissist back, chasing them and contacting them and not just no contact and leaving them totally alone would have the exact opposite effect. A normal human being would think, I'll reach out, we'll have a discussion, we'll try and make the relationship work. That makes a narcissist run for the hills. Because the narcissist, that doesn't feed into the narcissist's idea of what's happened in the relationship. You not contacting the narcissist messes their next relationship up and makes them worry and rethink, because you're not displaying the fact, you're not displaying that you're under control, that you're there for the taking if the narcissist wants you back. You're gone silent. It makes the narcissist powerless. If they can't contact you, they can't manipulate you. If you're not playing into the role you're meant to play in the discard phase of the person that thinks the narcissist is so amazing that you want them back, the narcissist's electricity supply, for want of a better description, is on a low. You are meant to literally, by your seeking them, seeking to get them back into the relationship, by missing them, by playing into the smear campaign, all gives them a supercharge for the new relationship. So you not doing any of that, as is the norm. The norm is to follow them. The norm is to ask questions. The norm is to provide a lot of attention. The norm is to contact the narcissist family. The norm is to do that, which totally buoys up the narcissist and makes them on fire with electricity. So they don't actually need the new supply to fuel them highly yet, so that they can love bomb the new supply, so that they can go on thinking they're the dog's rear end parts. That's the polite way I can say it on YouTube. It starts with B and it ends with KS, I think. So they go on thinking they're the dog's, you know, and because of you not being silent. So if anyone ever wanted a narcissist back, and I do not advise this at the early stages, your silence is what would bring them back, because they'd want to go to kind of tee you up again to want them, and they'd want to see that you believed in them and that they could go off powered up and alive, feeling that you still believed in the fake persona. The fake persona needs constant electric supply. An electric supply is your belief in them, your contacting them, your interaction with them, you're talking about them, and your emotional output and conversation around them, even in as much as you put a Facebook post up that's a little meme about lost love or, you know, sadness or hopefulness or whatever. That is all supply to a narcissist. The benefit to you in not contacting them is, I think, one, knowing that it's scuppering their plans going forward. Two is you will experience a paradigm shift in your life, in your reality. Not playing into a narcissist's predictable behavior pattern and not continuing to believe in the fake construct of the narcissist and their paradigm reality is literally transitioning into a new phase of your life. The longer you stay in the paradigm the narcissist has created for both of you, the more distracted you will be in your life, the more distracted from your own life purpose, the more chaotic your emotional map will be, the less fruitful your life will be, and the more danger you're in for further destruction by the narcissist, who needs to destroy you incrementally in order to feel empowered. These are not good people to be around. Staying in contact, and I know that this is difficult, you have to reframe who the person was that you were dealing with. They weren't your person. They weren't the person they presented and the person you loved and believed in. That person is separate from the relationship. Grieve them. Grieve the person you thought they were, but deal with the person they are. Literally, staying in contact with a narcissist is staying in contact with your enemy. And an enemy wants to destroy you. They do not. You are literally giving them your fortress's weak points by staying in contact with them. You're literally allowing them to engage other troops to attack your fort, and the narcissist leading that attack in the smear campaign, the new supply, in taking whatever else they can from your life, in even invading you again and coming back in and convincing you that the relationship should be given another go at some stage. Your silence is definitely going to make the narcissist as powerless as you can possibly imagine. And you may say, well, Paula, the narcissist doesn't care about me being silent because they're off having the most jolly time of their life. That doesn't last with narcissists. Again, I'll go back to the beginning of the podcast. They need their supply points in place. So if you have gone silent, they're going to come check in on you in some way, shape or form at some point in time, or they're going to send in a flying monkey, or they're going to be viewing. This is another thing they do. They're going to be viewing your social media and anything that you put out there, because they can tell from the smallest detail whether you are still into them or not. And I also believe, and I know a lot of you do from coaching, we've discussed it, I believe there is an energetic connection between you and the narcissist, and they can read when you're pulling away from them, because that's usually the time that they come back in to bring you back. Guys, that's it from now. I wish you the very best. I wish you most strength in doing this, completing this task of no contact, which goes against everything you believe in and everything you are, but you're dealing with somebody who is not everything you believe in and everything you are. Bye for now, and we will be back again soon, and I'm hoping that we'll have the Christmas tree up next time we're having our chat, and it's getting to that time of year, so I hope everyone is ready or getting ready. I hate when people say to me, are you all set for Christmas? I don't do it till the last minute in general. Anyway, look, take care, and I'll see you again soon. Bye for now.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.